We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shemicham Yaakov Bepetchov Soliyo. We are in Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. The next couple of Mishnayos are rather lengthy and very technical. Illustrations would be helpful. Ulishachos hayu tachas Ezras Yisrael. Uvsuchos leezas hanoshim. There were chambers, leshachos, we'll talk about two of them, that were built underneath the Azara, the Ezras Yisrael. We spoke about the Ezras Nashim, so now we're speaking about the Ezras Yisrael. So these leshachos actually were built underneath the Ezras Yisrael, and they opened up the doors of these leshachos, which were on the eastern side. They opened up into the Ezras Nashim that we spoke about in the previous Mishnais. Shesham, and what were stored there? This is underground. Shesham halevim nostim kinoros the nevolim and mitzaltayim v'chol b'nei kaleshir. That's where the levim would store the harps, the lyres, the cymbals, and all of the other musical instruments that they needed, that were not being used at that time. And then we go on to discuss the dimensions of the Ezras Yisrael. Ezras Yisrael hoisa orech mea ama u'shloshim v'chamesh arochav achas esre. The Ezras Yisrael, which is the first section of the Azara itself, beyond the Ezras Nashim, through Shaar Nicanor, so that was 135 amos in length. Now when we talk about length, we're speaking about north to south. So if you're entering the Beis HaMikdash, typically from Har HaZeitim towards the east through the Shaar HaRachem and the Golden Gate, which is the beginning of Har HaBayis. So we're not speaking about that direction, east to west. We're speaking about 135 amos from north to south. And what about the other direction, which means east to west? So the Ezras Yisrael was very small. The Ezras Yisrael itself was only 11 amos. So that's what the Mishnah means. Ezras Yisrael was 135 amos in length, north to south, and by 11 amos in width, and that was east to west. V'chein Ezras Kohanim ha'isa orech mea u'shloshim v'chamesh arochav achas esrei. And the Ezras Kohanim, which is part of the Azar as well, but that's beyond there. Of course, Yisrael could not go. Only Kohanim could be. That's the second area of the Azara. That was just to the west of the Ezras Yisrael. So that was also, obviously, 135 amos in length, which means north to south, and 11 amos in width. As we get closer towards the Kodesh Kodeshim, of course, we have to limit the people who were able to walk in that area. V'rashe pispisin mavdilin bein Ezras Yisrael Ezras Kohanim. How would you know when you were getting to that area? So there were wooden beams, or the edges of the wooden beams that protruded from the north and south walls. So that separated between the Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Kohanim to know where the boundary was, to know that there was a different level of Kedusha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mala Hoysa Ugvoa Amr. He says that besides these beams that stuck out, they were able to tell when you were entering the Ezras Kohanim, because there was a step in the Ezras Yisrael, which was one Amah high, that went a long step. It went all the way north to south. And that was the western edge of the Ezras Yisrael. The Haducha Nosan Oleo. And in fact, that step, besides as a demarcation point, that was the Duchan, the platform where the Levim were going to stand and sing when they played their instruments during the Avodah. That was that Duchan that was actually placed on top of this one Amma step, and also went all the way across the courtyard, all the way across from north to south. Uvash Shalosh Malos Shal Chatzi Amma. And on the eastern side of that duchon, of that platform, there were three steps, and each one said half an amma. Nim says, do the math, Ezras HaKohanim Gevoa Me Ezras Yisrael Shte Amos Umechza. So if you take, you have a one amma step, and then you have the height of the duchon, which we said was three malos of chatzi amos, that's one and a half amos. So the Kohanim's, the section of the Azara of the Kohanim, Ezras Kohanim, is higher than the Ezras Yisrael by 2.5 amos. And we should remember that the Ezras Yisrael was 7.5 amos higher than the Ezras Nashim. We spoke about the Ezras Nashim. There were 15 steps at the end of the previous Mishnah. Each of the step was half an amma high, so that was 7.5 amos ascent from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. And now we have another 2.5 amos from the Ezras Yisrael up the mountain, up the Har HaBayis, to Ezras Kohanim. Then the Mishnah says, Kol ha'azara ha'isa orech mea u'shmonim v'sheva arochav mea u'shloshim v'chamesh. So if you take into account the whole Azara, All the way east to west. So that was 187 amos by, of course, we know the north to south, was 135 amos. Now, this number, 187, from east to west, is including a large area. That's basically the whole holy part of the Beis HaMikdash itself. It includes 187 amos east to west that we speak about in terms of the size of the Yavs, the dimensions of the Yavs, are 187 by 135. So 135, we know, is north to south. We mentioned that already. But east to west, that includes everything from the eastern part, the beginning of the Ezras Yisrael, all the way through the Azorah and the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, all the way to the western edge of the 11 Amma space that's behind the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So that's what is 187 Amos. As we said, by 135, there were 13 places of bowing down in the Azorah that correspond to the 13 places where the Soreg, as we remember, they repaired the Soreg after the story of the Yevanim. Different opinions were these, did you actually bow by the Soreg or you bowed in the Azara itself? Different opinions in the Rishonim. Abba Yossi ben Chanan Omer Keneged Shlosh Asar Sha'arim. He disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says these 13 Heshtachavayos that were made by the Chachamim correspond to the 13 Sha'arim of the courtyard, which we're going to list. We mentioned seven, so we'll see that there were seven major ones. We mentioned that all the way back in the beginning. But there are six minor sha'arim, so altogether we have 13. And when you would pass by any one of the sha'arim, you would bow down because of the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. But this had nothing to do with the 13 breaches of the Soreg that we spoke about in the past. This is the opinion of Abbi Yossi ben Chanan. And now we actually list those 13 gates of the Azara. Some of them we mentioned in Perek Aleph already, and we're going to repeat them again here, but they may have a different name, as we will see. Sha'arim Deromiyim, the southern gate, Smuchim Lamarav, starting from the west, was first with the Shar Ha'elyon. This is, we did not have in the first Perek, because this is not considered one of the major gates. This is one of those six minor gates, called the Shar Ha'elyon, because this was the... If we know we are ascending from east to west, so this happens to be the most west, that's why it's called Elyon, because as the Beis HaMikdash is constructed, we know that that area is higher than the other areas. Shar HaDelek, that was the gate of firewood, we spoke about that as well. That could be where if you needed fire for the Mizbeach, you were able to get it from there. We spoke about a chamber that was above that. Shar HaBechoros, that was the where they brought in the Bechoros animals to be shechted. A person had a Bechor. And Shar HaMayim, which was the water gate. And the Mishnah tells us, which is something we know already, that's where they bring in that pitcher, the flask of water, for the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot. All the 7 days of Sukkot, they walk through that southern gate. Eliezer ben Yaakov emer uvo hamayim mifachim. He says it wasn't named the Shara Mayim because of what was happening in the Nisuch HaMayim currently in the Beis HaMikdash, but because of what will happen as we speak about in Yechezkel, because there's going to be a stream of water, and that's going to go through the Azara of the third Beis HaMikdash described in Yechezkel. And it was, and when he says uvo hamayim mifachim, it means that the water that's going to flow in third Beis HaMikdash is going to be as wide as the water that mefachim, that comes out of a flask, va'asidin lios yotzin mitachas miftan habayis, and is going to emerge from under the floor or the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. This is described in Yechezkel in Perek Mem Zayin, is going to be a stream that starts in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and it's going to flow towards the east through the Heichal and the Ulam, then go through Azara, then go south, and go out through the Shar HaMayim. Eventually it's going to flow out of Yerushalayim and go to the Armon of David and to Har Tzion. So this is, and it seems to get bigger as described in the Yechezkel. So that's why it's called the Shar HaMayim, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Ulu Masan Batzafon Smuch Lamarav. Okay, and corresponding, we're opposite these southern gates. We have in the north, so we begin in the west. Shar Yechonya. That's the first shahr. Now, we mentioned this. This is the westernmost gate on the northern wall. So we will talk about why we call it Shahr Yechonya. We've mentioned this gate in the past, but it had a different name. We mentioned the Shahr HaNitzotz many times and the Spark Gate. So that, and there was an area above that. There was a chamber that was above that as well. So that, we even mentioned that in Tumitz. That's Shahr Yechonya. So then there's a Shahr HaKarbon. That is that's another carbon. If person born to bring a that's another gate rather. The person wanted to bring a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. He brought it through that particular gate. Shara Hanashim, and we had Shara carbon in the past. Shara Hanashim, that's a minor gate that we have not mentioned. This is where, according to some, if women came to the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon, they entered that special gate, special for women. And Shar Hashir, this is we mentioned the Beis HaMoked, the Shar HaMoked. This is another name for it. We give it the name because Leviim brought their musical instruments into the Azara through this Shar Hashir. So that's why a different name as well. So once again, we had seven major Sharim and six minor Sharim. Volumen Krushmo Shar Yechonya, going back to the Shar Yechonya, we said Shar Yechonya had a different name. That was the Shar Yechonya was the Shar Hanitzot. So why are we calling it the Shar Yechonya? Shebo, another name, Shebo Yatza Yechonya Begaluso. We know Yechonya, Melech Yehoyachin, Yechonya, Melech Yehuda was exiled with the first Babylonian deportation. So these by Nebuchadnezzar. So that happens to be the gate where he exited the Azara when he was exiled. So that's why we give it that name. Sheba Mizrach, and in the east, Shar Nikanor. We mentioned Shar Nikanor as well. That was one of the major gates. There are two smaller doorways, minor gates next to it. So those are also part of the minor gates. Echad mimino, that makes six. Echad mimino, echad min smola, one to the right, one to the left. Ushnaim amarav, lo yalam shem. And these, there were two minor gates as well in the west. And that through which you could exit the Azara. They didn't have a name. They were rarely used, so therefore didn't have a name. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Also another Mishnah where illustrations will be helpful. In fact, Afyomi just covered this on Shabbos. HaMizbeach quoted this Mishnah. HaMizbeach haya shloshim ushtayim al shloshim ushtayim. The Mizbeach itself was 32. We're speaking about now the Mizbeach HaNechosha, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach that was in the Azara upon which the Karbonos were brought. And it was made up of really three separate blocks, three separate squares, each one getting smaller as you got higher. And the Mishnah begins by telling us that on the bottom section was 32 by 32 amos. Ala ama, vikanas ama, zeh ha-yesod. We mentioned the yesod in the past in Seder Kachim, the yesod, the base on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Only stuck out from the bottom of the Mizbeach on two sides. So the other end, that was necessary for certain karbanos to make sure that you sprinkle the blood, keneged ha-yesod, but you only saw it come out on two sides, and then it hooked around a corner just a little bit on the other sides. So officially, it went around all four sides, but only a little bit on two of the corners, as you can see in the illustrations. So that's, and ola ama v'karnasami means that was only a height of an ama, and then it went inward an ama, because the next section, the next block of the Mizbeach, which is it was going to be higher than just an Amma, was inward, was a little bit smaller. So therefore, this is almost like a step. That was known as the Yesod, that is the base. Nimtza Shloshim al Shloshim, Allah Chamesh Vikanas Amma Zeu Hasovev. So here, then we have, what does that mean? It means that after you go in, you indent by an amma, so the Mizbeach now is 30 by 30 amos on each side, and it went up 5 amos. That next block, the next base, above the base, rather, above the yisod, is a section of 5 amos, also the kanas amma, and then it indented a little bit as an amma, zeu hasovev. So now a ledge is created. That sovev is also significant because Kohanim would walk around that sovev, around that amma, to do sprinkling of the blood. Nimsa esim shmon al esim shmona. So after you go in by an amma on all four sides, so Mizbeach now is 28 by 28 amos, and now it goes up 3 amos to the top of the Mizbeach. Interestingly, the Mishnah doesn't mention that last block, which was 3 amos high. So we have the bottom, which is 1 amos, then the next section, 5 amos, then the top section, 3 amos, which is not mentioned. According to some, maybe it's because it's actually that phrase is mentioned explicitly in Chumash. It says in Shmos, Perechav Zayin Vishalosh Amos Koma. So its height is 3 amos. Now, the height of the whole Mizbeach is not 3 amos, but the height of the top section is 3 amos. So maybe that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. And then Mishnah mentions, but on that top area, that three amos area on top of that was Mekoma Kronos, Amamizeva Amamizeva. So there was a section on that area where which had the Kronos, so the special corners of the top of Mizbeach upon which you would sprinkle, let's say, a Karban Chatas on those corners. So that is... That's the outermost amma of space around all the four sides is where that was. There was a place for the horns. They were pretty much on the edge of each of the four corners. They were one amma square and five tfachim tall, and they went up on each of those sides, each side, each corner, really, of that top three amma section of the mizbeach. Nimtza esim v'sheish al esim v'sheish. So what's left on the top space, assuming we don't take into account the Kronos, it's 26 amos squared. Then the Mishnah says, Makom hiluch raglei ha-kohanim. The kohanim, when they were on top of the mizbeach, so they had to place the limbs on the fire. So there's a small area, narrow walkway for the kohanim as they went around the top of the mizbeach. Makom hiluch raglei kohanim. How much was that? Amamizev, amamizev. That took up an amma from one side of the top and the other side of the top. Nimsa esim v'arbal, esim v'arbal, makom aracha. So if you take away the place where the horns are on that top three amma section, and you take away the amma area where the kohanim are going to be walking, so now you have an area for the maracha, for the arrangement of the wood for to burn the karbanos. That's nimsa esim v'arbal, esim v'arbal, makom aracha. The makom aracha is an area that measures 24 by 24 amos. That's where the fire is going to be. Now the Mishnah says, it speaks about the Mizbeach, what changed from the first Beis HaMikdash to the second. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mitzchila lo haya ela shmona v'esim al shmona v'esim. The first Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo built, the Mizbeach was only 28 by 20 amos at the ground. We said 32 by 32. That's in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, it was 28 by 28. Kones v'ole v'mida zo achenimso makoma ma'arocha esrim al esrim. So if you go up the level of Mizbeach as we were speaking about, so that would mean that the place where the ma'arocha was, the fire was, measured only 20 by 20 amos. Because the Mizbeach started out as 28, so then the Sovev was 26 left, and then there's 24 amos after on the top, and then you have to take away one amma for the Kronos and one amma for the play of the place of Kohanim. That was 28. That was 20 by 20 amos. Uksha olu bnei hagola hosifu olav arba amos min adorom, v'arba amos min ha-ma'arav kimin gama. And when people return from Bavel and to build the second Beis HaMikdash, so they added four amos on the south side of the Mizbeach, four amos on the west, in the shape of a Greek letter gamma, which is like an L. And that is Shnei Amara. What's that based on? Where'd they get that from? From a pasuk. And this pasuk is in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Gimel. Speaking about the third Beis HaMikdash, as we said, many of the halachos of the second Beis HaMikdash were derived from psukim that were described by Yecheskel, that the Malach showed him the Mikdash of the third Beis HaMikdash. Shnei Amara ha'Ariel, Shtei Mesrei Orech B'Shtei Mesrei Rochav Ravua. It says that he had this prophecy that the Mizbeach of the third Beis HaMikdash, we assume the second Beis HaMikdash as well, is 12 amos by 12 amos square. Yachol she'ei, that's amos. Yachol she'ei no ela shtei mesrei al shtei mesrei esro. Well, that's very small. That means only 12 by 12. Maybe that's really what it means. Not true. She'u omer al arbas riva of. And the fact that the pasuk says on its four quarters, melamed shemin ha'emsa hu modeid shtei mesrei amel chorok. What it really means is that the pasuk is telling you that from the center of the mizbeach, we're measuring 12 amos in either direction, which means that's really going to be 24 amos, not 12 by 12. No, what it means is I'm measuring 12 on one side, 12 on the other side from the middle of the mizbeach. That ends up being 24 by 24. That idea for its four quarters, al habas riva of, tells me to do that. And therefore, we see that the Mizbeach should indeed be 24 by 24. Based on that pasuk, we understand why they wanted to make the top of the Mizbeach larger than that which we had in the Devil Shomer, which was 20 by 20, the top area for the Maracha for the fire. This became 24 by 24 based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. Then the Mishnah says we have this red line that circled the Mizbeach right in the middle of the height of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 10 amos high from the ground, as we've mentioned, to the top of the Kronos. You just do the math. We spoke about you have the Yesod on the bottom, that's one, then three, which is then five, and then three, and then the Kronos. So we have, which is another one, And then we have, so the top is, to the top of the Kronos is 10 Amos. So what the, so halfway down at the 5 Amos area from the ground, we have this Chut HaSikra, this red line around the middle of Mizbeach. For what purpose? Lahavdil ben Hadamim Ha'elyonim Ha'damim Ha'chonim. So we can make a distinction between blood that sometimes have to be sprinkled above this Chut HaSikra and other blood that has to be below the Chut HaSikra, like an Olas Of versus a Chatas Of. Different places have to be spread, has to be sprinkled. V'hayisod hayamahalech al pnei chol atzafon v'al pnei chol amarov. We mentioned this about the base of the yisod. This only protruded below the mizbeach, only the full, the north side, and completely on the west side. But all it had, v'ochel ba'adaram ama achas u'v'mizrach ama achas. And it eats, consumes, figuratively, only one amma to the south. It curves, it rounds the corner, but that's pretty much it all it does. Just one amma on the south side and one amma on the east side. But it does cover completely, it protrudes on the west side and on the north side.